It's time to get up, get motivated, and start making moves for yourself instead of working to make someone else rich. These are genuine experiences and the stories of real entrepreneurs that made the ultimate decision to live for themselves in order to achieve unbelievable results. You're listening to The Time Is Now, making your business personal. Now here's your host, Kent Clothier.
Hey there, Kent Clothier here, and welcome to this week's episode of the Time Is Now podcast. I'm excited to have you here. Really excited to share with you, or get started sharing with you, I should say, a five-part series on how to get out there and build a minimum of $100,000 a year in income by finding and flipping properties, what we call wholesaling in the real estate investing space. I know that many of you listening are coming from the real estate space. Some of you are just curious about the real estate space. Some of you have an interest in figuring out how to make another 100K. If any of that applies to you, then you're in for a real treat. I'm going to show you how to do this. Basically, create a, for all intents and purposes, right, a full-time income with a part-time effort. It is easier now to do this than it has ever been. So those of you that aren't familiar with my background and why you probably are going to hopefully get a lot out of this over the course of the next 5 weeks is because this is what we do every single day. My family has become some of the most successful real estate investors in the country right now, largely based off what I'm going to be sharing with you. Last year alone, they did over 625 properties. The year before that, 625. The year before that, 601. This is something that we have perfected over the years. And not only have we done it in the real estate industry, but 25 years before we were, or certainly 15 years before we were real estate, we were doing this in the grocery industry. So what I'm going to share with you absolutely works. It's pretty agnostic to most industries. It just requires you to basically get in the game, figure out a few systems, figure out a few strategies, and basically educate yourself on what's possible versus what, quite frankly, most of you have no idea is possible at this point. And then apply it, right? Get out there and make it happen. But don't kid yourself for a minute. There's nothing you have to know about some crazy, you know, overarching real estate education. There's nothing you really need to know as it relates to getting a license. Doesn't require a great deal of money. Doesn't require any real experience. Like I said, it's just connecting a few dots here. So I'm excited to get busy connecting those dots. And this is going to be, again, episode one of a five-episode series on how to make it all happen here. So let's kind of jump into it. So what I want to start with today is bringing you up to speed on the concept of what we call wholesaling. Now, wholesaling is the act of effectively buying a property, or putting a property under contract is probably a better way of saying it, and then either flipping that property, if you've actually bought the property, or assigning your interest in the contract to another investor. So where they effectively take over the property. You find these investors are out there. In fact, the market is filled with these real estate investors that just want the property. They're not really interested in figuring out how to get really good at marketing. They're more than willing to just kind of go through the MLS. The MLS is the multi-listing service. It's the service that realtors use to kind of list all the properties out there. So they're more than willing to just kind of look through that and fight it out with those people. They're more than willing to fight it out in Craigslist with other people. They're just not generally good at marketing. So they have kind of settled into this, dare I say, this mediocrity, where they're just kind of like, listen, I just give me the property. If the property fits my criteria, I'm willing to take it. And so that represents a massive opportunity. And I'm talking hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars every year, if not billions of dollars, that are on the line when you realize that you have all this demand. You have all these people that would love to buy these properties. They have no concept of how to actually go get them. They have no concept of how to find them. They just want them, right? And that demand is being driven up by the day, because what you have is you have all these people that are flooding to the market in, you know, these herds of people that are coming to the market by the day as well, being driven by A&E's Flip This House or HGTV's Fixer Upper or whatever the latest flip and flop, the latest, greatest show is out there that stirs the pot, gets everybody really, really excited, whether it's, you know, the couple sitting at home on the weekend or the, you know, basically you got this excitement built up. And then what do you know? Miraculously, what comes to town? Circus comes to town. one of the talking heads out there, the gurus is showing you how that you can get your riches as well, right? Just playing right off of that demand and getting people excited, getting people really, churned up and ultimately churned out and pushing a bunch of investors out or wannabe investors out into the world, right? They've spent a few thousand dollars. They've educated themselves a little bit, and largely they have no idea what the hell they're doing. So when you realize that that massive wave is out there, and that's in addition to institutional investors, that's in addition to really experienced investors, that's in addition to the developers. So, I mean, there's just this massive, massive wave of demand. And the big thing that most of them are missing, the missing link, if you will, is that most of them really don't spend a lot of time in figuring out how to get direct response marketing dialed in, how to get a seller to actually call them first, how to create a competitive advantage where somebody picks up the phone and calls them and says, I want to sell my house to you. And so therein lies the opportunity. Therein lies the arbitrage opportunity, right? There, if you can figure out how to get the seller to call you, and you can put a property under contract, there's this whole wave of people that will beat down your door to buy it from you. So that's the first myth you kind of have to get over. You have to understand that this is happening today, each and every day. Most people come into this industry and they're like, yeah, you know, I think I could probably go find, I've seen a couple houses with weeds and the knee-high grass and the boarded up windows and the mail stacking up and there's 25 papers. I think I could probably go find a good deal in my neighborhood, but who would I possibly sell it to? First myth. There's an ocean of people that want to buy those properties right now. They just want to buy them at a discount. So the key is, can you get it at a deep enough discount to flip it to them? If you believe you can, then what I'm about to share with you is going to be very, very interesting, because that's what wholesaling is. That is what is largely taught by most of the gurus out there, most of the how-to books. If you look anything up online, wholesaling, what have you, you're going to see this is a very, very common practice. And the really unique and amazing thing about it is it doesn't require any investment. Again, there's a technique that you can use whereby you can put a property under contract and maybe put $500 earnest money down. So the process is you go and negotiate with a seller and say, I'll buy your house for $100,000. Here's a $500, let's just call it a goodwill deposit, right? And the $500 is completely refundable. If you don't actually buy the property, you get it back. So for $500, I'm going to put this property under contract. And in the contract, the language is written in such a way that it effectively says, I can control the outcome of this product, of this house for the next 14 days. I don't have to close on it. I have 14 days to actually decide whether or not I want to proceed. Now on day 15, my $500, I would lose it if I don't close. But from 1 to 14, my $500, if for any reason I decide to walk away, I can get my $500 back. So imagine that for a minute. You can go put a property under contract, control it for $500, negotiate your best price, and then basically give yourself 2 weeks to go off and find these, again, all this pent-up demand that's out there. That's wholesaling. And that's why it's so great, because with little or no experience, you can go negotiate your best deal, quickly find somebody on the other side to do it, never actually close on the deal. Because what will happen is, just like I kind of walked you through at a very high level what happens on one side, on the other side, unless otherwise stipulated, you have the legal right to assign your interest in any contract to a third party. So here you are. I'm controlling a $100,000 piece of property with a purchase agreement. It says that on the 15th day, this contract becomes valid and I have to close in another 45 days. But at the bottom line is, it says strictly that I will purchase the house for $100,000. I get out there and I start making phone calls. I start finding somebody. I find somebody to buy this house, and they would love to purchase this house for $125,000. Now, I legally can assign my rights using a one-page contract. I can legally assign my rights to them. I can legally assign my rights to them for using a one-page contract and say, I assign my rights in the contract dated this date for 1234 Main Street for the purchase price of $100,000. I'm assigning it to this individual for a fee of $25,000. So I have a $100,000 purchase contract, and here's a $25,000 assignment contract. The buyer now has the new buyer, person you flipped that contract to, they now have the legal obligation to close on that property. So they show up at the title office or at the attorney's office and they bring $125,000. $25,000 of it goes to you. $100,000 goes to your original seller. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is what happens all day long, and that is wholesaling. And it is an amazing thing because it requires no money. Yes, you have to put up $500, but it's completely refundable. It requires no money for you to actually really close on it. You just have to use really smart strategies. You have to put yourself in a situation where you're effectively kind of stacking the deck in your favor, meaning you're hedging your bets. You're getting you can do this in a way where you can get a lot of information, put yourself in the best situation to win, where you don't get hurt. And those are the techniques and strategies that I'm going to share with you over the course of the next few weeks here. I'm going to break this down for you step by step by step and show you exactly everything that you're going to need to do to make this really successful for yourself. I'm going to connect all the dots. It's probably the best way to say it.
Hey, this is Kent, and thanks for listening to the show. Listen, if you're an experienced real estate investor and you're just looking for a way to make the business easier, you're in the right place. This is exactly what we are known for. Do yourself a favor. Go check us out at thetimeisnow.com. Right there on the page, you'll see an offer to get access to a special offer that we're running right now for monthly access to our SMART system. SMART system stands for Strategic Marketing and Real Estate Training. It is an opportunity to get our best-selling software at a huge, huge discount just for being a listener. Now, when you get in there, we'll give you access to cash buyers, nationwide access to a list of cash buyers, nationwide access to all of the deals throughout the country, vacant properties, properties that have a ton of equity in them, properties that are deeply discounted and easy to flip, as well as nationwide access to our private lender database. Again, do yourself a favor, get signed up for that low, low monthly discounted offer over at thetimeisnow.com.
So now that you kind of have a brief understanding of what wholesaling is, I want to introduce you to what the five steps are. So the five steps are that you really want to go and do a lot of research on your market. And you want to understand who the players are in your market, the buyers are in your market, specifically the cash buyers in your market, and what they're buying and how much they're buying, what they're paying for houses, what neighborhoods they're buying in, how much they're buying, who the really hardcore buyers are that are buying multiple properties every single month. You really want to do a lot of good due diligence to understand who those buyers are. Now, then you want to go and nurture and build relationships with these buyers, really get to know them, take them for a cup of coffee, sit down, talk about them or talk with them and really understand what it is they want, how much of it they want to buy, what they're trying to do with the properties, what's their ideal situation, what's their desired outcome, you know, how much cash they have to buy at any one time, can they buy multiple properties, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Based on this collection of information, you want to kind of move to the next step, which would be, now I want to use that information and really target my marketing and make sure that I am marketing and trying to find properties where I'm stacking the deck in my favor, meaning it makes no sense for you to go look for properties to put under contract if the only thing you put under contract is in areas that cash buyers don't want to buy in. It makes a lot of sense to really just focus all your efforts and energy, your time and your money, you know, really concentrating on these areas where cash buyers want to buy it. Now, in one of the future episodes, I'm going to talk to you about why cash buyers, you know, would need you to do this, why they don't do it themselves. I kind of talked about it a second ago, but at the end of the day, the bottom line is they don't. And what do you care? As long as they don't, and as long as they're willing to, they'll tell you exactly what price they want to pay for it, and as long as you're willing to take that price and build in a profit for yourself, who the hell cares about how we got to the outcome? Bottom line, just trust me, that's what they want. Then you go and market in that area, put a property under contract is the next step. Really negotiate your best deal back into exactly what you want, what you need to be making from a profit standpoint, which is a beautiful thing for a brand new investor because many people, they get into this world, like, oh my God, what's the right price? What should I pay for it? What do I do? I don't know what to offer. What's my best, what's maximum allow? How do I comp a property? Okay. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff if you do it this way. If you work backwards like this, what you're doing is you're getting a bunch of research done, a bunch of information done, and you're getting buyers to tell you exactly what they're willing to pay for. So if you know they want to pay $200 and you know you want to make $25,000, well, let me help you with the math. At the end of the day, the most you can pay is $175,000. And it's that simple. If it doesn't fit into that box, you move on. And so there's a lot of money and making this really complicated for people out there. And my philosophy has always been there's a lot of elegance by making it simple. And it is that simple. Now, are there nuances to it? And, you know, can you go down these little rabbit holes of, well, I need to factor in this and factor in that? Of course. But at the end of the day, when you get right up to its highest level, if it doesn't fit into that box of he wants to pay $200 and the most I can pay is $175, if you can't check that box first, then none of the other boxes matter. So let's just leave it at that. Then you, again, I'm going to walk you through in step five how to get all the paperwork over to the title company and or the attorney's office, closing attorney, get it all buttoned up real tight and get a check. So that's going to be the process I'm going to walk you through here. So let's start again with number one. Now, I've told you what wholesaling is. Let me give you another little brief history lesson here. Every single person in the country, with the exception of myself, is going to teach you how to wholesale in a different way. What they're largely going to teach you to do is go out and market like crazy and drive up and down the streets and send direct mail and run PPC and do all these different things to get sellers to call you. Go look at as many properties as you can. Go make as many offers as you can. Get a handful of properties under contract. And then after you have it under contract, then go sell it. Meaning you don't really know if you actually have something that a buyer wants. You think you might, maybe. But if you haven't done any research, you have no idea. So you're crossing your fingers and you're hoping. And let me just give you a really brief lesson in real estate investing and how to absolutely get your ass burned to the ground and be out of business in 6 months. Very simply, hope is not a strategy. You should always have a strategy for how you're going to exit the property. And hope isn't one of them. So let's just stack the deck in our favor. What we teach you to do, I teach you to do, is a little thing called reverse wholesaling. I just outlined it for you. Start with the end in mind. Go with a buyer from the beginning. That strategy has worked wonderful for us. Obviously, in our organization, it's worked wonders for many of our clients and our students all over the country, our members all over the country. And I would encourage you to do the exact same thing, right? Just stack the deck in your favor. Take all the risk out of it. Make sure you understand all the rules of the game going in and do the deals. That's how you make this work. And that's how you build something highly scalable where you can go and generate $100,000 a year. Let's just do the math. $100,000 a year in this business means you roughly, the average wholesale deal is 10 grand. You have to do 10 deals. And so what's even more amazing about that is that the average cash buyer buys 2 deals a year. So really, when you think about it, what you have to do is you have to go find 5 cash buyers. You got to find 5 cash buyers in your market and make them fall in love with you, take them to coffee, take them to dinner, get down, get to know them, and go find properties that they're already buying. They're buying them right now. You just got to help them find more. And you got to go put them under contract, and you got to walk and decide if indeed you get it under contract, do you want to sell it to them? Some of you may decide you don't even want to sell it to them. Some of you may decide it's such a great deal, I'm going to go do something else with it. But at least you'll know that you got a backup plan with a cash buyer. And that's the beauty of this. So it's 10 deals at 10 grand, which is only 5 cash buyers buying 2 deals a year from you. That's how you're going to get to the 100 grand. So with that in mind, let's again focus our attention on step one. How do you go and find all the cash buyers? Well, let me just give you again one little brief history lesson, and I'm going to come back to that. But this is exactly how we built a massively successful grocery business as well, an arbitrage grocery business that ultimately got to a point where it was doing $1.8 billion a year and became the 7th largest privately held company in the state of Florida. So what I'm telling you absolutely works. That company, our competitors all did it the same way, just like all of our competitors in real estate do it the same way. They got a product and they went and they started trying to sell it. How we took off and we became great and we became so big was we went the other direction. Exactly what I'm telling you. We went and asked our customers, if I could sell you anything at any price and deliver it on any day in any quantity, what do you want? And they gave us all these open purchase orders for hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And then we turned around and just went shopping. So your first, or maybe your second lesson outside of hope is not a strategy, your second lesson in real estate investing here is that it will always be easier to find a property for a buyer than a buyer for a property. So if you'll start with the end in mind, this is how the newcomer, the newbie, the new investor, the inexperienced investor, this is how they crush it. If you're a brand new, or if you're a seasoned pro, this is how you go add $100,000 revenue stream with little or no effort. Because you're just It's so simple. It's beautiful. It just only works all the time. So again, how do you go and find the cash buyers? Well, here's the first thing I want you to understand. In the real estate market right now, cash buyers make up anywhere from 25 to 40% of any local real estate market. So 25 to 40% of the transactions happening right now, somebody's stepping up and writing a big fat check for it. It's a shocking number when most of us simply relate to real estate at the retail level. Most of us, the only perception of real estate we even remotely have is that I find a house, or before that, I go to the bank or I go to a mortgage lender and I figure out how much I could qualify for, figure out how much money I'm going to have to put down. I go find a house. I go put that money down. I go make my note, my mortgage payment every month. And that's real estate. That's real estate at a retail level. What we are talking about is real estate at a secondary level, secondary market, behind the scenes, how all those houses up and down the street are getting rehabbed and fixed up, how all those, you know, developments are getting built. All that stuff is being done in a secondary level. So that is the market that we're playing in here. So when you play in that market, you have to understand that when you factor it all in, when you look at secondary and the retail market, again, 25 to 40% of every real estate transaction happening in your market right now, a cash buyer just stroked a check for it. They paid cash. Now, why is that significant? Well, cash buyers, they don't need mortgages, which means all they want is they just want a clean title to the property. So what does that mean? That just means that when they run a title search on the property, that there's nothing that's inhibiting them from purchasing the property, that they can get clean and conveyable title. It means that they can buy it. And if they want to sell it, they can sell it. If they can get that, they can write you a check and close in as little as 72 hours. Most of us are used to real estate transactions that take 30, 40, 60 days. Cash buyers transactions take two. It's instead of a 4-inch high stack of paperwork, it's a 1/4 inch high. What makes all that other paperwork is a bank, middlemen, servicers, insurance. All that's what all those other documents you're signing. When you take all of that out and it's just a cash transaction, not only is it easier, but it's just a much, much cleaner transaction in every sense of that word. So, cash buyers not only are easier, because the money is happening so fast, that makes them more profitable. They turn quicker. They have a massive appetite. Again, they don't really care. They're more than willing to tell you, this is the price I want to pay. This is the neighborhood I want to be in. This is the exact property I want. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,200 square feet. I want to be able to buy it for $150,000. I don't want to put any more than $25,000 into remodeling it. And I want to be able to rent it for $2,000 a month. I mean, that's a shopping list. When you have that, I don't care who you are, whether you have a wealth of knowledge or you're brand new, that kind of information is extremely helpful because it allows you to back in to the deal. So again, cash buyers, they have that big appetite. They want to buy a lot of properties. They want to figure out a way to get more inventory. They typically have a machine. Cash buyers come in all shapes and sizes. Cash buyers can be institutional buyers. Cash buyers can be developers. Cash buyers can be other flippers. Cash buyers can be, rehabbers. Cash buyers can be just people that want to buy rental property. You know, there's a lot of people that have a lot of money sitting around, whether that is your doctor, your dentist, your veterinarian, the lady doing your nails, you know, the guy cutting your hair. You would be shocked. The guy that owns the local restaurant, the guy that owns the local bar. You would be shocked at how many people have a ton of money sitting around and want to be in the real estate game. They have no knowledge how to do it. And so they've started buying properties, and for one reason or another, and if you can get connected with them, which is always the big if, but if you can get connected with them, you can turn around and provide this service to them so they can go about doing their job, right? They can go still be the banker and still be the doctor and still be the lawyer and still be the business owner and the restaurant owner and the lady that owns the nail salon and the guy that owns the bar, whatever, right? They can still do that. And they got somebody on the other side that's finding them really good properties for the exact price they want. And they're more than willing to pay cash for it. So ask me how I know this. Well, over the years, we've gotten really good at this, and so good, in fact, that we built a piece of software that goes and finds all the cash buyers for us. So I'll talk more about that in later episodes. But for right now, for this particular episode, safe to say there's a piece of software that we have that finds every cash buyer in the country automatically. And now you may ask yourself, oh my God, how does that even happen? Well, cash buyers, when somebody buys a piece of property, it is a publicly recorded transaction. If you think about it, there's a document that is being filed with the city that says, hey, this transaction just happened, and this is where you need to send the property tax bill. Equally, if there were a mortgage recorded on it, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, whoever, they would record another lien against that, another document against that transaction and say, oh, by the way, this person did just buy this for $300,000, and we are securing our interest in that transaction with this promissory note in this lien for $200,000. They owe us $200,000, right? And so, in effect, when you're looking at public transactions, if you see that somebody paid $300,000, but you never see that lien getting recorded, the only way they could have bought that property was through cash. So it's just a process of elimination. And when you know that that's happening every single day in thousands and thousands of courthouses and thousands of county clerk's office all over the country, that information, when you back into it, that becomes your gold mine. These are the real investors. These are the people that want to buy multiple properties a year. Here's where I don't need to deal with banks. Here's why I don't need to deal with all the bullshit in this industry, and I can just deal with the cool people that want to buy a lot of properties. That information becomes really, really valuable. We realized that back in 2008, 2009, and we were doing that automatically. Or I shouldn't say automatically, we were doing it manually. In other words, we were going down to our own courthouses and we were doing lookups on this kind of information and recording it all in a ledger and then coming back and creating direct mail pieces to these people and getting them to call us. We could tell they were paying cash. None of the banks, if you remember what was going on in 2008, 2009, none of the banks wanted to lend money because they were all going out of business. So we were just dealing with people that wanted to pay cash. And ironically, while most of the people in the real estate investing industry were going out of business, our business was growing because we were just dealing with the players now. We were weeding out all the bullshit artists and we were just dealing with the players, which is, again, the same holds true today. If they're paying cash, they're as real as they get. Cash buyers, most real estate transactions, if you think about it, if you're going to buy your primary residence, you get a mortgage. That's the easiest of any mortgage. That's the easiest one to get. If somebody's paying cash, they are an investor. They are looking for a return on investment, period, which, again, by virtue of that means they want to, in all likelihood, buy multiple properties. And so that gets really, really exciting. When you find the cash buyers and you find a way to actually get them to pick up the phone and call you. So we got out there, we started doing this manually, we started building this list, we started creating marketing pieces and mailing them off, testing thousands and thousands of different variations and ultimately getting them to pick up the phone and call us. And it got real exciting because we quickly realized that the only people that would actually call you from a cash buyer letter are people that actually wanted to buy more properties from you for cash. So exactly what we had proven in the grocery industry, we're now proven in this industry, and it still holds true today. The only people that are ever going to pick up the phone and call you are people that really want your help. And it isn't about how many real estate deals you've done. It's just about, hey, if you're willing to go do some work and basically run up and down the streets and find a property for me, I'm more than willing to let you make a profit. So yeah, I want to pay $200. I don't care what you pay. If you buy it for $175,000, great. I don't care. Who cares? You want to go make $25,000 off my purchase? I don't care because my number's 200. When you realize that situation is very real each and every day, that's when amazing, amazing things happen. The world of possibilities opens up for you. And so that's why we really like cash buyers. They really have a large appetite. They know exactly what they want, and they really don't care as long as you get the price. The right ones don't care as long as you get them the price that they need. So the trick is, again, how do you take that manual process and automate it? Well, we did that, and we will come back. And again, I will talk more about that I'll give you the opportunity at the end of this to really learn more about our systems. But safe to say, what we have done over the last few years is we created a piece of software. It's called SMART, Strategic Marketing Real Estate Training. Created a piece of software that does that for you. It finds every cash buyer in any market in the United States in a matter of seconds. And what it's doing is it's searching public records and just finding everybody that just paid cash, over the course of the last 30, 60, 90, 120 days, whatever you choose. And so then it turns around and tells you, hey, this is their mailing address. This is their phone number. Here's the property they just bought. Here's the price they just paid. Gives you all that information. So suddenly the brand new investor looks like a rock star because they have information that nobody else has. Again, keep in mind, 99% of your competitors are doing it a different way. Your competitors in the real estate market, here's the beauty of it. It is an ocean of mediocrity. They just simply, one, either don't know, or two, if they do know, they largely ignore it, which is great. which is great. It's just like any other business. If you think about just about any other business, you have the great ones and you have the also-rans. Well, in the real estate investing, it is no different. The vast majority of the people are the also-rans. They just hardly show up. They don't call people back. They certainly don't do any research. They're learning a different way of going about in marketing. They half-ass it at best. But if you do this, you can use that information against them. Meaning you just count on their mediocrity and you're just going and saying, I'm educating myself. I know exactly who all the cash buyers are. I know what they're buying. I know how much they're paying for it. It is, it's really, really straightforward. So then all you want to do is get the cash buyers to call you. So that piece of software is going to do the exact same thing for you. You just select a couple mouse clicks and the direct mail pieces are all built into the software and they just automatically go to all of the cash buyers that are in your market that are currently paying cash, and that it just works. They're just simply going to pick up the phone and they're going to call you. Again, brand new or seasoned, now you start this step number one, you are accomplishing it. You're getting cash buyers to pick up the phone and call you. Now, why are they calling you? Well, somebody just stroked a check for $500,000. They just paid cash for a piece of property. You're sending them a letter that is challenging them. And it's why we call it our challenge letter. It basically says, hey, I know who you are. I know you just paid cash for a property and I have access to additional properties in my market. If you'd like for me to add you to my VIP buyer, if you'd like for me to consider adding you to my VIP buyers list, give me a call. Now, the big word there that really works in the marketing, I don't want to call it a trick, but it's certainly a marketing. It's a word that is highly persuasive, is the consider. It doesn't say, hey, call me and I'll add you to my buyers list. It says, I'll consider adding you to my buyers list. It basically says to that prospect that if you want me to go to work for you and help you, you need to call me and I'll think about it. And that's like catnip. To the right people, they're just like, I want this. I want it. I want to know what this guy is or girl is doing. I want to figure out how to get them on my team. I want to figure out how to get this person working for me. Now, if you're brand new and the letter says, I have access to additional inventory in that market, that is absolutely a true statement, because you can go to realtor.com, you can go to Zillow.com, and you can see what the inventory is. Nothing misleading at all about that. They could do it. They choose not to. So you absolutely have access to inventory. So there's nothing, you know, trivial going on here. What you're simply trying to do is get a prospect to pick up the phone and call you. And if they call you, you've got a fighting chance. If they call you, you can at least position yourself as somebody that they want to do business with. I can tell you largely that cash buyers do not care. Just like in any business, they do not care about your experience level, how many transactions you've done, we do business with people that we like and trust. We do business with people that we believe stand for and stand against the same things that we do. So it is more about your integrity. It is more about who you are as a person. It's more about your company. It's more about your culture. It's more about where you're going, what you stand for, what you stand against, what you believe in, and why you're doing it than it is anything else. And I know this to be true because I've been doing this for so long. If you're a family-run business and you tell a cash buyer, we're a family-run business, this is how we operate, and this is where we're going, that's what they want to hear. So that's where I'm going to leave it today. On the next section, I'm going to talk about what happens when they call. On the next episode, I'll talk about what happens when they call, how to position yourself as an expert, how to use what I call my hedge fund strategy to kind of really get them, you know, get you enough information in-house where you can turn around and get the market working for you. It's a really, you know, you definitely do not want to miss step two. It will be one of the most powerful of the five steps here. Thanks for tuning in today. Keep the comments coming. If you haven't done it yet, do me a favor and subscribe and go on there and on iTunes and give us a thumbs up rating. Let us know, you know, give me a 4 or 5 star rating. Let me know what you think of the podcast. And in fact, tell me right there on the reviews what you want to see more of. I'm absolutely reading all of them. Equally, you can send me an email at kent@reww.com. Let me know what you think of the podcast and what you want to hear more about. And we'll make sure we get those on the schedule as well. Till the next episode. Peace.
You've reached the end of this episode, but there's plenty more for you over at thetimeisnow.com, where you can sign up for our free mailing list to help you make the next big shift in your career. As always, we'll see you next time on the Time Is Now podcast, where your business is personal.